This is an interview by me, Madeline Taylor, with an anonymous volunteer at the Downtown East Side Women's Center. We talk about her experience of being homeless, her feelings about homelessness, and how the Women's Center helped her get back on her feet.
It was 9 years ago, and I was actually living out in Coquitlam, and I was working out there. I was in a basement suite at the time, and I would have stayed there for the rest of my life, I think, but situations happen, you know, when you rent. The lady who owned the house, her son, she was moving back to Italy, getting remarried, and her son didn't want to go, and he wanted my suite. So I was out the door, and I managed to find another one to rent with another lady in the same area. And her and her son were on the BC housing list to get into a place. So when they got in, the rent was too expensive for me, so I found myself out the door again, and I thought, I can't keep doing this. I can't. And that's when I decided to put all my stuff into storage. And the only person I knew on this planet was my brother, who lived down here. So that's where I stayed, on his couch in his little apartment for 3 months while I went out job hunting and stuff, until I was lucky enough to get into Bruce Harris, and they knew what my situation was. They call it neighborhood housing. I hadn't lived in Vancouver since the 70s. I knew nothing about the homeless situation. I walked through the Women's Center doors and I was in chronic pain. I had nowhere to live, and I had no job. I had my stuff in storage, and I had, in my head, given myself 3 months, which I'd saved money for from a job I'd had previously, to keep my stuff in storage until I got into a place. So I was, quite truthfully, I guess it was a basket case, and people in retrospect said, yeah, you were a basket case. And I was really just on the brink of giving up, mm-hmm. quite honestly. I was very lucky in retrospect, and I realized it not far down the line, that I was lucky to have bypassed the whole shelter episode. When I was homeless and living, I had packed a suitcase up and put enough clothes in there. I thought, I've got change of clothing here, I've got something I can wear if I'm going to look for a job and whatever. And so I was basically living out of my suitcase for 3 months. While I was living on my brother's couch, till I cried and I crashed, and I was directed to the Women's Center. And from that point, I got into Bruce Erickson, where I've been for 9 years. And I was just so thankful. I thought, oh my God, never again would I put myself in that kind of position. You know, you seriously can't see yourself clearly when you're in pain of any kind like that, whether it's physical, mental. I put tentacles out into the neighborhood, and I became a volunteer here at the center, and I've been a volunteer for 9 years. I know that housing is a crunch, mm-hmm. and especially if you're on limited income and such. I have some disabilities of my own, which makes it difficult for me some days to work well. That affects my ability to concentrate a lot. I came from having a home on the island and a car and a family and all this to being a single parent and having nowhere to live. And you know, as I say, over time, it's like that chronic pain. You know, you just don't want to feel it anymore. You know, you want it to go away, or you want something to help alleviate that pain. And if it can happen to me, it can happen to anybody. You know, I came from a middle class sort of upper, you know, home situation to being homeless. I think a lot of people down here have had losses over time, whether it's people in their lives or material, or you got to go to the root of something to find out what's causing the pain or whatever it is. You know what I mean? It's like a doctor who knows where and how to look, and you know, to find exactly what the problem is. And I think that's what they need with the homeless situation. You know, I've talked with people who've, you know, been in a situation. I understand some of the problems that go along with it, because I've had them. The trouble is that over time, that it starts to wear you down. I get why people turn to drugs and turn to all these things. They're trying to cope, you know, whether it's with pain, whether it's with a situation that's happened in their past, or whatever it is. We're all here because we had backgrounds that were screwed up on us somehow. You know, you seriously can't see yourself clearly when you're in pain of any kind like that, whether it's physical, mental. It's making me a bit upset, and I didn't realize it was going to. But, you know, it's still...
To talk about it?
Because, you know, it's not an easy subject. And it's not an easy thing to go through. And the people who can do it are survivors. The Women's Center was a blessing. And I still thank, whoever to have guided me here and told me here to go here. And I always feel safe in this space.
You just heard an interview by me, Madeline Taylor, with an anonymous volunteer at the Downtown Eastside Women's Center. A huge thanks to the Downtown Eastside Women's Center and the women who shared their stories with me.